Illinois parole board members resign after felon allegedly kills ex-girlfriend's son hours after release. By Olivia Rondo on March 27, 2024. Two members of the Illinois Prisoner Review Board have stepped down after granting the release of a man who allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend's 11-year-old son hours after gaining freedom. The board was hit with backlash after freeing Chrisetti Brand from his 16-year prison sentence for home invasion and aggravated assault just a month after his ex-girlfriend, Lateria Smith, filed a protection order against him. The pair had not been together in over 15 years, but Smith, 33, still feared Brand, 37, with good reason. Brand was convicted of domestic-related crimes involving the woman several times between 2006 and 2009, including three violations of orders of protection, CWB Chicago reported. The felon was originally freed from prison in October with a protection order put in place against contacting Smith, but he was jailed again after being accused of sending her a threatening text and attempting to make entry to her home on February 1, Breitbart News reported. Just a day before the latest protection order case was to be heard in court, Illinois Prisoner Review Board member Leanne Miller approved Brand for parole, according to the New York Post. On the same day that Smith, who is pregnant, was to argue in court why Brand shouldn't be allowed near her, he allegedly attacked her family with a knife at their Edgewater home. The outlet reported that Brand allegedly ambushed Smith's young son, Jaden Perkins, as he attempted to protect his mother and unborn sibling. Jaden died after being violently stabbed in the chest while trying to intervene. Once the boy's mother got away and locked herself in another room, the suspect tried to enter but eventually fled. He was later located and arrested at his mother's home. Brand now remains in custody on charges of first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, three counts of home invasion with a dangerous weapon, armed robbery, aggravated domestic battery, unlawful use of a weapon by a felon with a previous conviction, and violating an order of protection, the CWV Chicago report said. Not only has Miller resigned from the board, but Chair Donald Shelton also stepped down, the Post reports. The Prisoner Review Board must be able to operate independently as they review enormously difficult cases, but I believe Leanne Miller has made the correct decision in stepping down from her role, the Governor J.B. Pritzker said in a statement. It is clear that evidence in this case was not given the careful consideration that victims of domestic violence deserve, and I am committed to ensuring additional safeguards and training are in place to prevent tragedies like this from happening again, Pritzker said. He announced the resignation of Shelton in an online press release. Donald Shelton served the state of Illinois in his role with the PRB for over a decade, providing a model of dedication to public service, he said. During his time with the Champaign Police Department and with the PRB, he worked diligently to keep Illinoisans safe and uphold our justice system, and I thank him for his service. Smith is still hospitalized in critical condition following the attack, but she and her unborn baby are expected to live, NBC News reported. Gus Giordano Dance School mourned the loss of Jaden, a star pupil, on social media. Jaden Perkins brought the brightest light to Gus. We are incredibly blessed to have been a part of his life. We love you, Jaden, the dance school wrote on X.